My name is Esther Uwem Etim. I'm the 20 manager of the Village Rivers Project.
Esther Uwem Etim is 25 years old. She was not able to continue with her education after secondary school, so she started working as a house help. Esther was working for a woman named Ella Smith when she got the opportunity from her boss to learn how to upcycle, that meant turning leftover materials from tailors' workshops into rugs and mats. For the past 3 years, Esther has not only been upcycling herself, but also teaching others how to do it as part of what's called the Village Weavers Project.
I go to the women and teach them free of charge with the intention of helping them to make their living and to help them get some money to train their children in school. That's why I say I'm targeting on privileged women to help them achieve their dreams. It makes me very, very happy that I can help somebody to feed herself and her children, pay their children's school fees.
Esther has trained more than 100 low-income women to transform leftover materials into beautiful rugs and mats. Gladys Osiaperatua is one of Esther's numerous trainees. She works as a cleaner, but is now making more money through upcycling. She says that is thanks to Esther's encouragement. She admires not just her skills and willingness to teach others, but also her good nature and trustworthiness.
Anytime when she comes here, she is always encouraging us to do better. Although she is not the one that gets the money, it is us that get the money. I work, but this is the one that helping me to get more money. So I'm very happy for that.
Esther is excited about seeing other people progress financially, just as she has done.
Looking back from where I'm coming from, I can see a lot of changes in me and in my family also. And the financial aspect says, and then in the environment we are living now, wasn't the environment we are living before. A lot of things. Yes, and I'm also meeting a lot of people, which is really helping me to market my product.
What can I do with this?
It's in the house.
Ruth Zumbili works at the Swiss Embassy here in Abuja. She says Esther is very diligent in her work and is making a difference among other youths in Nigeria.
I met Esther when I went for the first time to buy these rugs, which I wanted to take all over the world as gifts for my friends a little bit all over the world. So I started to send them to Switzerland, Iran. I took some with me to Pakistan and to Bangladesh. And I realized that there is a huge potential with these rugs because they are really very beautiful. And I think Esther is a very devoted young lady who has only one aim, and that's to help these women to sell the rugs.
Looks very nice.
Now Ruth is volunteering to help Esther and the Village Weavers Project.
We are complementing each other. She is talking to the women, and me being involved in a different layer of the society, I'm more focused on the international world. I can open many, many doors for her. So I think we are a very good team to work together. Obviously, everybody who gets such beautiful, colorful rug from these village weavers women feels that he gets a little bit of Africa in his home, be it in Germany, in Iran, or in Switzerland, Pakistan, or even now in Bangladesh.
Esther is ready to expand her project. She is also encouraging other youths to start creating jobs like she has, instead of waiting for white-collar jobs that may never materialize.
I will go back to school soon because I'm already making a lot of money to be able to sustain me in school. So I'm also using this opportunity to talk to young people like me that they can do a lot of things. You can go to school, but you can also acquire skills before you go back to school. So when you come out of school, you will not be stranded because of job hunting now in Nigeria.
Esther and her team are coming up with more products such as bags and duvets woven from discarded clothing materials. They're also making plans to teach more unprivileged women in different parts of the country how to do the weaving and make money from it. This is Nonye Agaji for DW in Abuja, Nigeria.